This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into First Take, folks. We are live from the Rouse's Market, 3711 Power Boulevard. Brought to you by Bud Light. Saints game day, stock up on Bud Light. You can grab that here at the Rouse's or anything else you need for your game day holiday needs as well. Plenty of Halloween candy in stock for folks. And they even get you ready for the Taylor Swift concert. We've got some Funfetti cupcakes and regular cake just standing by here for Taylor Swift celebration cakes. Her last leg of the New Orleans tour comes to an end today. And I'm sure, man, oh, man, downtown's just been buzzing with Tay-Tay, not just Saints and Pelican stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get down there pretty soon, so we'll see how that works out. I'm expecting it to be packed, but it's been a fun weekend.
At least not too early, at least.
No, not necessarily. I think the concert's tonight, too. Like, it's another night concert, even though it's a Sunday.
Right.
So
that helps.
Yes, it should help. But
We get off the air after the obviously the Ciroc Point after, well, the concert will still be going on, so we'll be inundated by traffic when we're trying to leave the city either.
So, Steve, it's 12:15 or 12:10 at this point.
Right.
We have a score update in one of the NFC South games.
Already?
I got a notification from Fantasy. I can't connect to ESPN, which is crazy, but the Falcons are up 7-0. Kyle Pitts scores a touchdown.
Kyle Pitts!
Within the first 2 minutes against this Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense, and the Falcons take an early 7-0 lead in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, seeing here that Pitts has one reception, 36 yards in that touchdown. Cousins, 2 of 3, 42 yards, and a touchdown pass for him. And like you said, the Atlanta Falcons now up 7-0 over Tampa Bay as that game got underway. It's kind of weird not having this noon, not having a noon start for the Saints right now. We've been
We're either so used to it, or
the night game.
Exactly. These afternoon games are definitely strange.
Also going in action right now, kicking off, we got Jets, Patriots. Eagles at Bengals, Packers at Jaguars, Tennessee Titans at Detroit Lions.
Lions taking a 7-0 lead there.
Right. The Arizona Cardinals at Miami Dolphins. Tua Tagovailoa back from Miami, wishing him well. Kind of weird in that matchup. I don't know if you saw that Tua does not want to wear the Guardian cap.
So I saw a really funny post. It was just like, Tua, wear the Guardian cap. And he had like a Cleveland Guardians hat, like a ball cap. Like,
right, exactly.
But they're at 3rd and goal at 1, so they're about to score as well.
Looking also, the Ravens taking on the Browns in Cleveland. And the Colts taking on the Houston Texans on the road. And you were just talking about the Dolphins being down at the goal line there. They have punched it in for the score. Raheem Mostert, one-yard touchdown. Sorry, A-chan owners out there in fantasy football.
Yeah, that's tough. So, yeah, and with Jameis Winston making the start for the Cleveland Browns against the Baltimore Ravens, that Browns offense that has just been pathetic this year.
Obviously, still a little bit of ways to go before the Saints have to host the Cleveland Browns, but that was one of my wishes this season, that
I think you might get it,
and the Browns would be coming to visit the Saints. So hopefully that stays the course right now and Jameis doesn't lose that gig.
With Deshaun tearing his Achilles, and boy, I am happy I am not doing sports talk radio in Cleveland right now, because it has been a mess, like the players calling out the fans and the fans like fighting back against the players. It's just been a nightmare. It's a 1-6 team, but you might see that now, Steve, where you have Jameis Winston playing against the Saints as the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns in a couple weeks. It feels like that's where it's going to go, unless he suffers an injury.
Yeah, that would be a fun matchup for sure, considering he spent a little bit of time here, and obviously a little bit of a controversial ending, I think, to his stay here with the black and gold, doing that victory formation, touchdown, audibling out of just taking a knee.
I saw someone had posted like a like his pregame speech, and it's probably one of the iconic Jameis Winston moments where he's in a huddle trying to lead a team. And I haven't seen it yet, but I'll check it out definitely on the way over.
Seeing here some of the highlights from today's games going on already. Mason Rudolph getting the start for the Tennessee Titans, getting picked off by the Lions. So Detroit takes over in that matchup.
They're one of those, I don't even want to call them sneaky teams, but they're probably going to be in the quarterback conversation in this upcoming draft, the Tennessee Titans. Will Levis, like, he'll flash his arm talent at times, but then he just makes the dumbest boneheaded decisions. It's actually kind of insane. But, you know, that's all the action that's going on right now, Steve. We have this 3 o'clock start time, so we're actually being able to kind of keep an eye on a bunch of games before we get to, you know, obviously the Saints game. Obviously the biggest one for Saints fans is that NFC South showdown between the Falcons and the Buccaneers. The Falcons obviously taking that first game in Atlanta in overtime fashion, right, Steve? That game went to OT, right?
Yeah.
And Tampa Bay suffering two huge injuries at the wide receiver position with Chris Godwin out for the year.
I'm definitely curious to see how that offense rolls now.
And Mike Evans out for at least the next 3 weeks.
Right.
So, yeah, how is that offense going to roll? Is it going to be, you know, Kate Otten, the tight end, McMillan, the rookie receiver out of Washington? Who is Baker Mayfield throwing to? That's my question.
Yeah. That'll be interesting to see. Right now, the Falcons up 7-0. And for, you know, us and Saints fans out there, it's a question of who do you really root for in this matchup. Obviously, I think a tie, best case scenario,
yeah, no,
hurts both teams for sure.
Absolutely.
But at this point, do you want the Buccaneers to beat the Falcons?
I think you root for the Bucs because their upcoming schedule is really tough, at least the next couple weeks, where I think they play, correct me if I'm wrong, Steve, I think they play like the 49ers pretty soon. They play like the, it's the 49ers, I believe the Chiefs as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's see. Looking at things here. It's KC. They got to go to Kansas City. They host San Fran.
And that's before
they have
bye.
The bye week, right?
So a couple really tough games back-to-back. I think, you probably root for Tampa Bay in this game.
It's hard to say that. For either team, though.
No, it's easier to say it for the Bucs, I think.
Yeah,
Buccaneers fans really, really want the Saints to be a rival, but it's just not. It's manufactured. The Falcons are the Saints' rival. They're the only Saints' rival, and it's the biggest Saints' rival. So all the Buccaneers fans that want to talk all this trash, you know how they won the division the last few years, sorry, we still don't hate you as much as we hate Atlanta. It's just how it is.
Yeah, you look at, obviously, the Saints' schedule after the Chargers. They got an NFC South bout at the Panthers, but then come home to welcome the Atlanta Falcons, then the Cleveland Browns
before
their bye week.
You got to split, as Bobby said, with Atlanta if you want any kind of a chance. So that's probably why I'd say root for the Bucs here. Because if they pick up that win, they have a tough next two games against Kansas City and San Francisco. They probably falter a little bit there. And then you have a chance to kind of get back into things if you start winning games, obviously, with the Falcons coming up pretty soon, too.
Yeah, and you're looking at this Tampa Bay team right now, obviously a huge hit with your top two wide receivers. And we know that all too well here, being Saints fans, having dealt with Olave and Shaheed being down. But no love lost there. No, boo-hoo for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Nope.
I'm curious, though, to see how Baker and the Bucs respond in this one because Godwin and Mike Evans, such a key part to obviously them rolling.
We'll keep an eye on it, as we kind of mentioned. Going back to the Chargers matchup with the Saints, you know, we're talking about the lack of weapons for the Buccaneers without their top two guys. The top two guys for the Chargers offense aren't great. Now, their rushing attack with J.K. Dobbins leading the way. In six games, he has 95 carries for 478 yards, averages 5 yards per carry. He's also, you know, he's just been kind of killing it this year. As far as their top dog, you know, he's kind of been handed the baton. It's just that their offense in general hasn't really gotten much things going because their passing attack hasn't been great. And their top receiver on the year is the rookie Ladd McConkey, who, as you mentioned, Steve, is going to be playing this game. He's got 24 receptions on 39 targets in six games played this year, 265 yards. And that's their top leading receiver, 265 yards in six games. Not great.
You mentioned, obviously, with their injuries, they're dealing with some issues, as was the Saints. Quentin Johnson, doubtful for this game. Darius Davis, also doubtful. Ladd McConkey, questionable. And you look at their tight ends, too. Will Disley and Hayden Hurst, both questionable for this matchup. And two weapons already on injured reserve for them, and a Gus Edwards and a DJ Chark.
So Disley is their second leading receiver, and it feels like not like 30%, 35% of his production came in that one game against the Cardinals. They can't let him get off because you've seen, you know, Dallas Goedert and what he did, and last year TJ Hockenson, and just the inability to defend the tight end. Will Dissly is a solid kind of safety blanket weapon, but he's not someone that you need. You should be having to game plan around. But with how the Saints have defended tight ends in the past, it kind of makes you a little bit nervous.
Yeah, looking here just at his heights and weight, 6'4", 265 for Will Dissly, because, yeah, for whatever reason, those big boy tight ends seem to be giving the Saints squad some problems.
Yeah, former Seattle Seahawk, and as I mentioned, he really is just kind of a safety blanket for Justin Herbert in the passing attack. And it's a passing attack that just doesn't feature that many weapons. So you feel pretty good about it, but you have to stop J.K. Dobbins in the rushing attack. That's just the biggest key for the Saints defense today.
Yeah, looking at Dissly's stats, you mentioned getting most of his yardage this year, 81 yards in that Arizona game. That was a Monday nighter against Arizona. Other than that, though, hasn't been that productive,
right,
and no touchdowns this season. Well, so we don't want to change that either.
Look at the receptions and targets in comparison, right? 8 of his 21 receptions on the season, 11 of his 26 targets on the season came in that Arizona game. See, yes, you probably have to be wary of him, but
sure,
he's also not, a superstar tight end that you have to game plan around, right? So,
you mentioning, obviously, we'll stick to it, the tight end position and Taysom Hill being back in the fold, so he gets kind of lumped in with that. But with Foster Moreau and a Juwan Johnson, it would be nice to them to continue to evolve in this offense. I know the early on we weren't seeing much action, but I feel like over the last at least – 2 games, maybe, they've been a little more prevalent in this offense.
Yeah, Rattler's been throwing to him.
Right.
So that's been one of the nice signs of his early career, is that he's utilizing the tight end position. Real quick, Steve, before I hop out of here, I want to actually bring up the stat that Bobby loves to talk about, the turnover margin.
Right. That's always huge for sure.
The Saints got off to such a good start. They're flying high in turnover differential. Right now they're +2, which still ranks 10th in the NFL. It's top 10. It's solid.
Right.
But over the last few weeks, it feels like it hasn't necessarily been, a difference maker for this black and gold squad. But for the Chargers, this is one thing that's underrated about them. They take care of the ball. And I think that's kind of a hallmark of Jim Harbaugh teams, right?
Sure.
They don't want to beat themselves. They don't want to turn the ball
Herbert's
over.
Just got one pick on the year.
Right. They have one pick, and they have one fumble.
Wow.
I think they only have 2 turnovers all season long, which is impressive. And you know what that leads to? It leads to a +6 turnover differential in 6 games, which is 3rd in the NFL.
Right.
They don't turn the ball over. They protect it. So, it's a little bit skewed that they don't cause a ton of takeaways necessarily. But for the Saints, they have to figure out how to get the Chargers to turn the ball over the 3rd time this season, the 4th time this season.
Right. The Chargers may be finding their way still, but they're not shooting themselves in the foot like you said.
It's Jim Harbaugh, man. That's just, they don't beat themselves. They're well coached. They play fundamental football, especially on defense. And they just aren't going to give anything to you.
Be interesting to see how the Saints can counter that today and hopefully create more of those takeaways. Pretty unbelievable. Herbert already early on in the goings and has one pick on the season so far. Obviously not getting as much of the passing game going this season. Hasn't been as explosive for them with the lack of weapons, but being able to be secure and not, handing over and giving those opportunities away is massive.
An underrated part of that as well, Steve, as far as Justin Herbert taking care of the ball, is those 2 bookend tackles that he has in front of him. Rashawn Slater on the left side, a former first-round pick. Jawalt, the rookie, on the right side, first-round pick. And they are so good at keeping him upright, so he doesn't feel the heat off the edges. Now, when we were talking with Matt Smith, the voice of the Chargers, he said, up the middle, that's where you can maybe make some hay, right? The defensive tackles, interior defensive linemen, getting some push up the middle against the guards in the center for the Chargers. But off the edges, Herbert feels comfortable in the pocket, and that's why he hasn't been under duress to make these bad throws that turn into picks. And that's obviously key, is this defensive line finally stepping up, getting some pressure on Herbert, which hasn't happened much this year for the Chargers, and figuring out a way to get him on the ground.
First Take continues here at the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard, brought to you by Bud Light. Drink Bud Light here on Saints game day, gearing up for a 3:05 start. Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas on the call from SoFi Stadium. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll get into some audio of DeMario Davis, the main linebacker on this squad. Hear what he had to say as this team tries to snap a 5-game skid. We'll be back with more First Take after the break, so stay tuned on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.